didn't have class, it was Yom HaAtzma'ut. What we had done during the course of the first week in Megillat Rut, we had learned until the end of Pasuk 7. And I just want to go over a number of the thoughts that we expressed in Psukim 5, 6, and 7. 5, Vayamutu Gam Shtehem, both of them died. Machlon and Chilion, Patishoer Hoisha, Mishnei Yoladeho Umei Isha, and the woman remained from her two sons and her husband. And we said a number of things. A number of the thoughts that we expressed were, when somebody suffers loss, and one suffers that kind of a loss, even in the event that one has many, many friends all around them, there's a sense of deep loneliness. One always feels alone in the course of one's mourning. I think that was Michael who said that 2 weeks ago. Michael, we remember that. Vatisha'er. There is this sense of loneliness that one is all alone. I had made the comment that Vatisha'er, she remained alone, is in order to point out that despite the fact that she had been living there 10 years or more, she had made absolutely no friends within the greater Moabite community. She may have had acquaintances, she may have had people that she, you know, met at the Markolet, but she remains absolutely alone. There's no society for her there. She was certainly opposed to the move to the field of Moab to begin with, and she remained, therefore, in her aloneness and in her isolation. Vatisha'er hi, therefore, she remains alone. And also in the, we had also made a third comment. The third comment that we've made is that there's a very, very unusual kind of suffering that comes from the one who that is suffered by the one who remains. One would think that the one who remains is the one who says, thank God, I'm the lucky one, I'm alive. So we certainly, in our time, are the ones who are very keenly aware that there's a pain called the pain of the survivor, the one who remains, who is racked with all sorts of guilt, like, why did I remain? Why am I the one? Why didn't I go like they did? We would not have truly been able to understand that kind of pain if not for the fact that it's a phenomenon that we in our time know it in many cases firsthand. So we said three pshatim on the Vatisha'er hi, that she remained, me isho mishnei yoladeha, because remember the whole phrase that she remained after her husband and her two children is absolutely, totally unnecessary. I can say with absolutely certainty, if a woman's husband dies, she remains. Okay? If her children die, she remains. And certainly when we have been taught, it said afterwards, she remained after her husband died. Now, to repeat it again, that she remains from her husband and her two children, is obviously to point out not any one of the three that we have just mentioned. Obviously, it's to point out all three. That she remains a lonely person because in her mourning she is lonely. She suffers the suffering of the survivor. Why did I remain? And she is alone because she made absolutely no contact with members of the Moabite Jewish community, non-Jewish community. There was no Jewish community. And then we learned Psukim 6 and 7, and we explained those Psukim in view of the commentary of the Ibn Ezra that is really profound. In one word, he sums it up. Pasuk 7 is a repeat of Pasuk 6. In Pasuk 6 it says that she and her daughters-in-law got up and they returned from the field of Moab, because in the field of Moab she had heard that God had remembered his people to give them bread. So when you finish this Pasuk, what remains? They have already returned, right? Vatoshav mishtei Moab. She has returned from the field of Moab. And then we pick up the story and start all over again. Vateitzei min hamakom asher hayta shama. She went out of the place from which she was with her two daughters-in-law with her. Vatilach no baderech. And they went on the road, loshuv el eretz Yehuda, to return to the land of Yehuda. So it's all a repetition. So the Evan Ezra is the one who says that Pasuk 6 represents what's going on in her mind. B'machshevet. In her mind, she has already gathered up the courage to get up and return from the field of Moab. It's in Pasuk 7 that we begin to describe the journey in fact, in the world of reality. Yes. Little louder, please. All right. So you have brought me to what is going to be topic number one of the shiur. Topic number one in this shiur. And we're going to read till the end of the chapter, but I want you to follow me and watch one word. Because there's one word that keeps being repeated time and time again. And in most cases, there were other words that could have been used, and at times there are other words that I used. So what we're going to have to focus in on is, what is the meaning of this word? And you also have to understand that in chapters in Tanakh, there are sometimes words that guide you through a chapter in Tanakh. They are called Milot Manchot. Forgive me if I say words that are a roadmap through a chapter. It just takes you by the hand through the chapter. If you are aware of the significance of the word, and you see its repetition, and you see it even being repeated at times where it isn't even necessary, then the Navi is telling you, take note. The word, one, there are really two words, but the one that is going to take most of our attention, but we're going to deal with both of them, is, it appears for the first time in Pasuk 6, Vatokom hi v'chalotea vatoshav. Vatoshav. And she returned. In Pasuk 7, it says, she went out of the place where she was with her two daughters-in-law, Vatilach la baderech, and they went on the road, la shuv el eretz Yehuda, to return to the land of Yehuda. The second word that we're going to look for is the word ima or ita. In Pasuk 7, it says that she and her two daughters-in-law left ima with her. With her. Ima. Sometimes it will say Ita, sometimes it says Ima. And they went on the road, Lashuv el Eretz Yehuda. Vatomel Omi l'shtei chaluteha. Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, Leichna, Shovna, Isha lebeit Ima. Go, return each woman to the house of her mother. Let me ask you, could any one of those words have been left out? Leichna, Shovna? Could it not simply have said, go to your mother's house? Couldn't it simply have said, Shovna, return to your mother's house? There's no question about it that one of these words is extra, unless, of course, the word, one of the words, is coming to tell us something more beyond its simple literal meaning. Ya'as Hashem imachem chesed, let God do kindness with you. Kasher asitem im hametim ve'im adi. Here's that im again, as you did with the dead and with me. Yitein Hashem lachem, let God give umitzen no menucha isha beit isha, that each woman should find peace, rest in the house of her husband. Vatishach lahen, she kissed them. Vatisena kolan vatifkeron, they lifted their voices. They're all crying. A dusty road, most probably on a pretty warm day in the month of Nisan, and three women are standing on the road and they're crying. Vatomaron Allah, and they said to her, Ki itach, nashuv la'ameich, with you we will return to your people. Ah, wait a minute. Itach, it doesn't say imach. And then it says, Itach with you, noshuv la'ameich. Why not neleich la'ameich? We will go. We're going to go with you. Lech lecha vayelech Avram. Avram went from his land, and Lot and Sarai went with him. Batome, Naomi responds in Pasuk 11, Pasuk Yudalef, Shovna benotai. Return, my daughters. Lomo teilachna imi. The switch from shovna to teilachna. Go back. Why do you go imi with me? Now, if it's getting too confusing, that's fine. That's fine. Because then it means that when we finally get a handle on the word shovna, yourselves, you'll begin to see all sorts of added meanings in the pasuk. Shovna benotai, go back, my daughters. Loma telachna imi. Why do you go with me? Ha'odli bonim b'mei, do I still have sons in my womb? V'hayulachem la'anoshim, that can be for husbands to you? Shovna benotai. Leichna. There we go again. What would have, and if it would have said just Shovna benosai? And what happens if it would have just said benosai leichna? Any one of the two would have been enough. But it says both of them. Shovna benosai leichna. Kizakanti mihiyot leish. I have become too old from being with men. Ki amarti, that I should even think or hope. Ki yeshli tikva, that there is still hope for me. Gam hayitri halayla leish. And let's say, even if I could still have children, and I would live with a man tonight, and v'gam yoladeti bonim, miracle of miracles, I'm going to give birth to children. Halahein tisaberna? What does tisaberna mean? And not only what does this tisaberna mean, I want you to give me three places where a similar word appears. Ashrei, Einei chol eilecha, Einei chol eilecha yisaberu, Vata noten lehem et achlam v'ito. The eyes of all yisaberu, look toward you with hope. Einei chol eilecha yisaberu, Vata noten lehem et achlam, and you give them their food v'ito. Does anybody have a sitter? There's one right here. Okay, Mark is bringing a sitter. Which one? This one? You mean about Shovna and Leichna and Leichna and Shovna? Let's say good advice. Good advice would be to wait to hear what I have to say. And then, I mean, that's just good advice. And it's after I say what I have to say, then it may open up all sorts of other opportunities for you. Now, in the chakras davening, right after Ashrei. Hallelujah, Halleluja Nafshi Es Hashem. Don't place your trust in men. Al tiftechu b'nedivim b'ven odam she'en lo tshua. Don't place your trust in the mighty. Don't trust human beings. They're not the ones who can help you. Teitzei rucho yoshuv la'admato. Out goes his life, and he returns to the earth. Nothing he can do for you. Bayom ha'hu, on the day of death of Duesh Donotav, all of his thoughts and all of his plans are gone. Ashrei, fortunate is the one, Shekel Yaakov Be'ezro, that the God of Yaakov is the one who helps him. Sivro al Hashem Elokav, fortunate is the one whose hope is al Hashem Elokav. Sivro, it's in the chapter right after Ashrei. And then the most famous one is in Megillat Esther. Bayom asher sibru oyvei ha-Yehudim lishlot bahem v'nahafochu asher hema b'sonayim. On the day that the enemies of Israel hoped that they would rule over them, precisely the opposite happened. The Jews ruled over their enemies. Bayom asher sibru oyvei ha-Yehudim. The word sibru has a similarity. In other words, it means hope. It also means something that makes sense. In the Aramaic, we have a svara. What's a svara? Something that makes sense. Or we use it in Banda Hebrew. If something is savir, or it... So, Naomi is saying, Halohein tesaberna, are you going to look forward, wait, hope for them? Does it make sense? Does it make sense to look forward to them? Ad asher yigdalu, until they grow up, halohein teogeno, will you remain agunot until they grow up? Levilti heyot leish, that you will not be with a man. Al benotai, no, my daughters, don't do that. Ki marli mi od mikem, it is very bitter to me because of you, or more than you. Ki yotza biyad Hashem, because the hand of God has gone out against me. So there's really no point. You're going to come with me. There's nothing I can do for you anymore. Patiseno kolena vatifkeno od, they lifted their voices and they cried more. Vatishak orpa lachamota v'rut dovkaba. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, and Ruth clung to her. The word Dov Kaba is also going to be very important. Do you think Orpah kissed Ruth too? Yes, kissed Ruth. It says that Orpah kissed Naomi. Do you think she kissed Ruth? Well, but the pasuk says that she kissed Ruth. Is it possible, Naomi? Is it possible that the pasuk is telling us that Orpah was extremely embarrassed before Ruth? She didn't want to look at Ruth. Ruth still has the courage and the strength to remain with her mother-in-law, and Orpah is the one who has now surrendered. She's leaving the front lines. She's going back home. I think the pasuk is very clear and very careful to point out that Orpah kissed Naomi. She didn't kiss Ruth. Of course, you understand that there's going to be a colossal struggle between the Ben HaNeshuka and the Ben Ha. Now, there's another term that's used by Chazal. The two, Orpah and Ruth, when are they going to meet again? they're going to meet again 4 generations later. You know when they're going to meet again? When a young lad by the name of David is going to go out to battle against Goliath, Goliath HaPlishti. Goliath was a grandson of Orpah, and David was the grandson of Ruth. So you have the two of them. The struggle begins at this moment, but the struggle is not going to end until the field of battle. That day, David what? David uses Moab as a miklat. When Shaul is pursuing him, he sends his family to the king of Moab. Do you know what the end of the story is? They kill his entire family. His whole family is wiped out. But the real struggle is the one that takes place between David and Goliath. That's when these two, the kisser and the non-kisser, are going to meet again. Vatomer, Pasuk 15. Vatomer, so Naomi says, "Hinei shovo yivimtech, your sister-in-law has returned el ama ve'el Eloheha, to her people and to her God. Shuvi achare yivimtech, go back after your sister-in-law." All right, I mean, just have to take note again of the fact that the word that's used is not leich or bow or whatever other word you may want, but shuvi. Vatomer Ruth, Ruth said, "Al tifgi'i bi, al tifgi'i bi. Don't pressure me. Don't pressure me." The fact is that it's, in a certain sense, you know, you're striking me. Don't strike me with your words. I'm afraid that the word pigua comes from this. To strike at one. Don't do it. Don't do it. La'ozveich, that I should forsake you. La'shuv me'acharayich, to turn back from behind you. Ki, and of course this is one of the great psukim in all of literature. Ki el asher telchi eleich, whither thou goest, I goest. I don't know. I can't translate it any other way. Ki el asher telchi eleich, where you go, I will go. Uvasher tolini olin, and where you will stay overnight, there will I stay. Ameich ami, your people are my people. Ve'elokayech elokai, and your God is my God. Rashi here, we'll get to that later. Rashi here is going to bring the Gemara in Masechta Yevamos, where the Gemara says that what's taking place over here is a process of giur, a process of conversion, where she is taking upon herself the mitzvahs of Torah. Basher tamuti amut, where you die, I will die. B'shomek kover, there I will be buried. Ko yaseli Hashem b'cho yosif, so shall God do to me, and so shall he add. This is in Tanakh, in Shmuel. In Shmuel and in Malachim, we hear this as a form of oath. So shall God do to me. It's a sentence that's not ended, because we don't want to say what's going to happen. So shall God do to me if I don't carry out what I have promised. Ki hamavet yafrid beini uveinechem. Only death do us part. Ki hamavet yafrid beini uveinechem. The word yafrid is an extremely important word. It's heavy. It's heavy with all sorts of meaning. So we already have, we're picking up a whole bunch of words that we have to deal with. We have to deal with the word, all the forms of the word lashuv. We have to deal with e'im and et. We have to deal with rut dov kaba. We have to deal with hamavet yafrid vateda. And she saw ki mitametzet hi lolechet ita, that she is insistent on going. What's it say? E? Ita? Not ima, it says ita. Vatechdal daber ileha. She stopped speaking to her. Vatelach no shteyem. And they both went. Chazal tell us Vatilach Nashteim, this is the first time where Naomi and Ruth are mentioned in one phrase, on equal, on par with one another. Rashi says, Omer Rabbi Avu said, Bo'u Rav'ei, come and see Kamal Chavivim HaGedim L'shnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how beloved Gedim are before God. Kivin Shenotna Da'atali D'Gayer, once Ruth decided that she was going to convert, Hishva Otar Katuv L'Naomi, the Pasuk considers her equal to Naomi. The two of them went. Ad Bo Ona Beit Lechem, until they came to Beit Lechem. Vayehi kivuana Beit Lechem, and it came to pass when they came to Beit Lechem, Vatehom kol ha'ir aleihen, the whole city wondered about them. There was a tumult in the city. You could hear the sounds of the city. Vatomarne, and they said, Azot Naomi, is this Naomi? Here she comes, dusty, dirty, torn and tattered clothing, and she had been the woman of Beit Lechem, the wife of Elimelech, and then it's a whole different Naomi that they see now. Atomar Alein, and she said to them, Al tikren olim Naomi, don't call me Naomi, kiren noli moro, call me bitter, ki heimar shadai li maod, because God has been very, very bitter to me. Ani maleya o halachti, I went, I was full with wealth, v'reikom heshivani Hashem, and God has brought me back empty. Lama tekdeno li Naomi, why call me Naomi? Naomi means pleasant. She's not pleasant anymore. V'Hashem onabi, God has testified against me. V'shadai heidali, and God has been bad to me. Last pasuk, very important pasuk. Vatosh of Naomi, there it has our word, you know, the word that we've been tracking. Vatosh of Naomi, Zerut Hamoavia, Kalata Ima. We have, I think, we have a number of the words that that are fascinating to us. Naomi and Ruth Hamoavia, and by the way, is this the first time she's called Ruth Hamoavia? First time. We know that she's a Moavia, but now she's called Ruth HaMoavia. Her daughter-in-law came, Ima. Hashoba Misdei Moav. How do you like that? Why not Haboa Misdei Moav? Vehema Bo Beit Lechem. They came to Beit Lechem B'tchilat Ketzir Saurim, at the beginning of the harvest of the barley. I can still talk. Let's start giving some answers. There's a sheet that I gave you today. This is the sheet from today. It has psukim from Parshas Noach and psukim from Parshas Shoftim. Let's read the psukim from Parshat Noach. Vayehi miketz arboim yom. The Mabul. Everybody remembers Parshat Noach. It was the end of 40 days. Vayiftach Noach. Noach opened the window of the teva that he had made, Vayishalach et ha'orev, and he sent out the raven, Vayetze, and the raven went out, Yotzo voshov, out and back, Ad yivoshat hamayim eyal ha'oretz, until the waters dried from upon the earth, Vayishalach et ha'yona miyito, then he sent the dove, Lirot hakalu hamayim, to see if the waters have become lighter, me'al pnei ha'adoma, from upon the face of the earth. V'lo motzo ha'yona manoach l'kaf ragla, and the yona didn't find any rest for her little fisalech. Vatoshov elav el hateva, she returned to him el hateva. Interesting to note, it doesn't simply say Vatoshov El Hateva or Vatavo. Vatoshov Elav El Hateva, she returned to him, to the ark. Kimayim Al Pnei Kol Oretz, because there's water over the whole earth. Vayishlach Yado, He stretched out his hand, Vayikachel, and he took her, Vayovei Ota Elav, and he brought her to him into the ark. Vayachel Od Shivas Yamim, he waited another 7 days, Achedim, another seven, Vayosef Shalachat Yonah, Menateva, and he sent the Yonah again from the ark, Vatovo Elav Hayonah. Before, last time around, it said that the Yonah Shova, Vatoshov Elav. It doesn't say Vatoshov Elav over here. Here it says Vatovo Elav Hayonah. The Yonah came to him, Le'et Erev, toward evening. V'inei Alei Zayit Taraf B'fiyah. And behold, there's a leaf of an olive tree in her mouth. Vayeda Noach. Noach knew, Kikalu Hamayim Me'al Ha'aretz, that the waters have become light from upon the earth. Vayyachel Od Shivas Yamim, he waited another 7 days, Vayyishalach Ata Yonah, and he sent the Yonah, V'lo Yosvo Shuv Elav Od, V'lo Yosvo Shuv Elav Od, she never returned to him again. So I'll tell you what we learn from here. What we learn from here is the word, any form of the word shav or shuv carries a great deal more meaning than bow or leich. Bow and leich represent the act of coming or going. Lo shuv is always heavy with emotion. It's not merely describing the movement from place A to place B. Lashuv always carries with it a wide variety, and they may very well be deep emotions that are associated with the movement from one place to the next. Therefore, the Odev. Begin with the first one. It's underlined. Vayetze Yatzov Vashov. He can't find any place. He's frightened. The Yotso, he's going out. But I don't know, the Shov, you know what the Shov is? The Shov is returning to a place where there's a sense of comfort, where there's no more than that, a sense of safety and security. Safety and security, that's what the Shov is talking about. When the Yonah cannot find rest for her little Fisalech, Vatoshov a love la teva, she returns to him to the teva. You know what she's doing? She's returning to the place where she feels she belongs, the place where she wants to be, where she has the sense of safety and security. Otherwise, it could have said Vatovo a love. She came to him. It doesn't say Vatovo a love. It says Vatoshov a love. The last time the Yonah comes back to the Teva. Vatavu elav ha-Yonah le'ederev. The Yonah came at evening time, and she has the olive leaf in her mouth. Is she returning now because she needs the sense of safety and security in the Teva? No. If that's what would have been meant, it would have said again, Vatoshov Elav, she returned him. Vatovo Elav, she's coming. She doesn't need that safety and security anymore, because there's a whole world out there that she can now inhabit. She comes with Alei Zayit Taraf Bethia. Means, doesn't say anything, but then when he sends her out again, Lo Yosva Shuv Elav Od, she doesn't return, because there's no need anymore. Whatever it was that the Teva had provided her with all of those years, or that year, was no longer necessary. The word Shov, therefore, represents emotions. There can be all sorts of different emotions, but basically, returning to a place is a great deal different than going to a place, or even going back to a place, or coming to a place. The word tashov is ta'un. I like that Hebrew word. It's ta'un with meaning, with emotion. Ta'un, how would you say? Fraught, laden. Okay, fraught is better. Fraught with meaning. Okay. There's one other parasha. We have Parashat Shoftim. In Parashat Shoftim over here, we have the speech that the Kohen, who is appointed chaplain of the Jewish army, what he's supposed to say to the recruitees before they go out to war. You see, Pasuk Hey, V'dibru ha-shotrim el ha'am, Lemor, mi ho'esh, who is the man, asher bona bayit chodash v'lo chanacho, who's the one who built a new house and has not yet dedicated it? Yelech v'yashov lebeito. Couldn't it have said Yashov lebeito? Couldn't it have said Yelech lebeito? Why Yelech v'yashov lebeito? Because there are two things that are going to take place. One of them is he is physically going to move from point one to point two. But in his movement from the near the battlefield to home, there is also a shiva. There's a return to some place where he wants to be. Now, Yelech might very well describe that he doesn't want to be here and he's leaving here. But Yashov tells us more. Not only he doesn't want to be here, he has an emotional investment in being there because he built a house and he didn't dedicate it. These three words, Yelech, the Yashov, Leveto, are going to be repeated a total of four times. It's then going to say, who is the man that planted a vineyard and didn't yet eat from it? Yelech v'yashov lebeito. Who is the man that is engaged to be married and he didn't take his wife? Yelech v'yashov lebeito. Who is the one who is frightened and soft-hearted, cannot take the tension and the fear of battle? Yelech v'yashov lebeito. By putting these two words next to one another, it makes it therefore very clear. Because as we say, one of them is certainly unnecessary. So therefore, by virtue of the fact that they are both written, come to tell us that one describes the physical act of moving from one place to another, and the other one describes all of the emotion involved in going from one place to the next. Now what we have to do is let's go back to Rut. And you'll see how the psukim, we're going to go through the psukim a little bit quicker than we went the first time. Pasuk 6, Pasuk Vav. Vatokom hi v'chaloteha. And she, her daughter-in-laws, got up. Vatoshav mistei Moav, ki shoma b'stei Moav, ki fakav Hashem et amol atet lam lechem. In her mind, she hasn't simply come to Beit Lechem. She's already back to the place where she remembers the familiar sights, sounds, smells of her youth. She's back emotionally. She's back from the field of Moab. More than that, not only is she back in Beit Lechem, she has left behind Moab, that was an emotionally disastrous place for her. And then Pasuk 7, she went from the place where she was and her two daughters-in-law with her. Vatelachno baderech, they went on the road. Now here it's interesting. Vatelachno baderech, they went on the road. Lo shuv el eretz Yehuda. Now, about her, about Naomi, you could say that she returned. About them, it's not so clear. They were never there. So as far as they're concerned, they are going on the road. And what may begin to develop is the idea that for them it will be a form of Loshuv. Is it possible that Naomi is going to tell them all about Beit Lechem and the fields where the corn is as high as an elephant's eye, the vineyards, the olive trees, the steps of the mountains from Beit Lechem, Ad Bo Ona, Ephrata. Naomi says to her two daughters-in-law, Lechna Shovna Isha Lebeit Ima. Go and return. You know what she's telling them? What we had in Parsha Shovtim. Yelech v'yashov lebeito. Lechna says, make the physical trip from here back there. But you know what? It's you coming home is Shovna, you're returning home. You're the Yonah that finds no other place out there. V'lo motzo ha-yonah manoach lekaf ragla. The dove didn't find any place. You have no place. There is no place for you. There's only one place. So, yelech v'yoshuv, lech no shovna. Go back, each one, to the house of her mother. Let God do with you kindness. Pasuk 9. All right? Let God give you menucha. All right? Pasuk 10. Atomar nola. And they said to her, ki itach no shuv la'ameich. I believe the word itach over here is modifying and explaining to us the word noshuv. How can they say noshuv? You were never there. You were never there. Even though, by the way, I have another answer for that. The Rambam talks in a number of places in his Yad HaChazakah. He talks about the guy who does tshuva. Wait a minute. How does a guy do tshuva? So the Rambam is usually understood as meaning that at the root of the consciousness of every human being is a belief in God. Idolatry is something that the neshama of man ultimately rejects. And therefore any guy who accepts upon himself the God of Israel, for him it's really in his on his deepest emotional level, it's an act of tshuva, he's returned. But over here it says ki itach noshuv la'ameich. Now in pasuk 7 it said vateitzei min ha'makom asher hayta sham ushtei chaloteha ima, right? And they went on the road loshuv l'eretz Yehuda. When they are leaving Moab, her two daughters-in-law are Ima. As they say that we're going to go with you to Bethlehem, Itach. So we've explained a number of times the difference between Et and Im. No, maybe I didn't even explain it this time around over here. There's some other shir we did. The Malbim, the Ksava Kabbalah, others say that there's a clear difference between the word Et and the word Im. They both mean with. The Malbim explains it in Parashat Balak. God tells Bilam, don't go with them. Don't go with these men who've come to take you to curse the Jewish people. A second group comes. God appears to them. So he says, God says, Im likrolach bo hanoshim, if these people have come to call you, kum leich itam, go with them. Next morning, he gets up, and it says, Vayichar af Hashem, God gets angry with him, because Balak goes im sorei Moav, sorei Moav, everybody asks, what are you talking about? Last night you told him, go. Now he's going, now you get upset with him. So the Malbim explains that Hashem had told him, if they have come to call you, kum leich, go itam. In the morning when Bilam leaves, he went imam. What's the difference between et and im? If I get on a bus to Tachanan Merkazit, I'm going with all the other people in the bus to the Tachaneh Merkazit. And about that you would say, Ani Holeich Itam. If I get on the bus with my wife because we both want to go someplace, so then it's Holeich Im. We're going for the same purpose, same objective, so there's a difference between my wife on the bus and all the other people. With all the other people, I'm going et, but with her, I'm going in. Right? No. No. Et means we just happen to be going in the same direction. Im means, and by the way, in a sense, the word am represents a group of people who have a common goal and a common objective, and that's what binds them together as an am. So therefore, in Pasuk 7 it says, Vateitze min ha-mokom asher hoita shama, u'shtei chaloteha ima. Upon leaving, her two daughters-in-law are with her. It can mean one of two things, or maybe even more. You know, as far as getting out of Moab is concerned, it's been a bad scene for all of them. Leaving Moab there with her. It could also mean that at the beginning of their journey, they're with her. Who knows what will happen as the journey proceeds? Maybe they'll have second thoughts. The pasuk we're looking at now, when she has already told them, listen, go back, you'll find peace in the house of your husband. Vatomarna lo in pasuk 10, they said, ki itach noshuv la'amech. Does it mean possibly that they're not so sure anymore? We're going to go along, yes? It becomes clearer later when Orpah is going to return to her people and to her God that we're talking about more than that. In other words, Naomi can't for the life of her believe that they really can be going with her all the way. Where's the next pasuk? Pasuk 15. Vatome, Naomi said, Hinei Shovo Yivim Techyod, Sismula has returned. El Amo Vel Eloheha. Here it doesn't say that she went. You don't go to your people and to your God. You return to your people and to your God. Because this is you're drawn emotionally. El Amo Vel Eloheha. Shuvi Acharei Yivim Teich. He can't say over here, Lichi Acharei Yivim Teich. We're talking about something that is full of powerful emotion. Vatomer Rut says, no, leave me alone. Okay. Pasuk 18. Vateira Naomi saw, Ki mitametzet hi lalechet ita. You know why ita? It certainly does. Naomi can't really believe that this girl is going to go all the way ima. She can't. The only thing that she can accept at this point is ki mitametzet hi lalechet ita. This girl doesn't have a clue what's going to happen. They're going to come into Bethlehem, and do you know how they're going to be greeted in Bethlehem? The traitor is home. The one who left us when we needed her most. These are fair weather leaders of Klal Yisrael. When everything is fine, it's okay. At the first sign of famine and hunger, we were able to stick it out, and you weren't. Naomi can't believe that Ruth is really going to go ima. So she just stops talking to her. Vatilach no shteyem. Ad bona bidlachem. All right, pasuk 19, pasuk 20, 21, 22 is the 22 is the pasuk. Vatosh of Naomi, Naomi v'Rut hamoavia kalota ima hashavim yisteimav. All the right words, each one in its place. The last pasuk in the perek is summing up the powerful emotional journey that has taken place. And in order to point out the extent of the emotional journey, Ruth is referred to as Ruth HaMoavia, has returned Ima, with her from the field, Shava Mistemov. There are two emotional, powerful movements that have been made by Ruth. Because the word Shov, just as it describes emotional movement in one direction, it also describes emotional movement in an opposite direction. It means not only returning to something, but by virtue of the returning to something, it also means removing oneself, tearing oneself away from someplace else that one was emotionally connected. And this last pasuk says, Ruth made two journeys. Vatoshav Naomi v'Ruth HaMoavia kalato ima is the return to Beit Lechem. But Ruth HaMoavia hashava, she moved emotionally from the fields of Moab. She tore herself away from one and she moved toward the other. Two powerful steps that were taken by her. And she returned. Vehemobo Beit Lechem. And they came to Beit Lechem at the beginning of the harvest of the barley. I'm just going to spend a few more minutes. I've been. Very good. Yishuv. Vayeshev Yaakov. Rashi says, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yishuv means to sit, to live. In this week's Sedra and in next week's Sedra, it says, V'Yishavtem Ba'oretz Lovetach. You will live in the land in security. So the whole idea of Shav, it's so emotionally laden as distinguished from bow and lech. All right, we did not bear today. We did a chapter. The only thing we have still left. What do you mean next? Not the same shear. Why? Should I repeat the same shear next week? What? In Yitz Hashem, if I keep my mouth shut for the week, it may be easier. But yes, there will not be the first class. But in Yitz Hashem, Gesundheit, I plan on being here. I will say the following. We have two issues to deal with. The word Yafrid and Ladovka, only death will separate us. And Ruth clung to her. And then maybe we'll speak for a few minutes about why they were all punished, why Elimelech, Machlon, and Chilion were punished. There's some extremely important ideas that are expressed there. Okay, just one moment. In order, yes? What they died from? I have no idea. I don't know. Well, if I would know a medrash that tells us, I wouldn't withhold the information from you. You're right, they have terrible names. All right, maybe we'll talk about their names too. Tofmiel,